Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality. I renamed my company this week, my enterprising endeavor, to Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality unleashes a revolutionary reality for you, for the people of the world to expand their wisdom to live their dreams. And something I've really expanded into in the last, 2 months is what I've really been expanding into, is true prosperity. True prosperity and true wealth is about people using my wisdom or your wisdom or anybody's wisdom to succeed and live their dreams free of me. True prosperity is really watching other people succeed, become wealthy, and live their sired desires. And I really expanded into that. And also I've expanded into understanding when you start living from their heart, and for a male to say this is quite unique. For a male to say he's living from the heart, and I feel my heart's open, and I feel I see the world through my heart. Because I feel my thymus, which is right in the center, wide open, and that's what I live through. And something I can really understand and I really feel now is when people are talking from their heart or when they're talking from their head. But true prosperity, wealth, and success is wisdom, innovation, talent. It's called my Sunlit Wit Team. It's Superstar Utopian Nirvana, livening intuitive trend-setting wisdom, innovation, emotional, it's wisdom, innovation, talent, trend-setting talent, emotional audaciousness, mammoth money flow from all sources in the universe. I have to get all the letters right there, and I apologize for slowing down. But really, it's the wisdom. Wisdom, innovation, and your talent will take you everywhere. Money will only take you till it runs out. And as you open up your eyes and understand that money, you can give. That's why people that win the lottery don't understand the essence and the energy of money. All they understand is they got a lot of money. And they can have everything they want, but they don't understand when there isn't wisdom and innovation behind the talent, the money runs out. Because that's why wealthy people keep getting wealthier, is because they understand the essence and the energy of money. And when you open up to understand that, it isn't about how much money you have. About how much wisdom and innovation you're willing to put forth into the world. And that really expands who you are and really opens you up to a new way of living. And as you open up to this, you understand this, and you become unselfish with me, you become unselfish with the world to whirl in wisdom, wealth, and success. Because the unselfish love you have for yourself flows into the universe. And that is quite perverse when you really look at it and start opening up to this, because once you understand prosperity is a wise prowess you put forth, you're really going to expand into letting go of having to have the money, because you don't understand the money's going to flow when you put it into the universe free of me. And that is a big thing I had to expand into myself. And that was me putting forth my wisdom without any attachment. People, I had to learn how to give my wisdom away. Or my products, I just call it wisdom because it sounds good. I had to learn and expand into letting it go free. Because I wanted people to pat me on the back and say, good boy, you did good, which is the biggest fallacy in the world. Once you put it into the world and you put it into the universe, ethers, it's free to go wherever it chooses. People are free to say what they want to say. People are free to like it, dislike it, do anything they want, because it has nothing to do with me. It's how they agree with the wisdom. And that's something I'm really starting to expand into, because life is what life is. It's an entertainment of energy. And that's what life is an entertainment of energy. So when you understand life is an entertainment of energy, you set forth a synergy of synchronization within yourself to synchronize the world into your enterprising wide. Because you waltz internally, speak in effrontery energy. And the world is energy, because whenever you look at it, the sun is energy, water is energy, electricity is energy, your car is energy in motion. Life is an effrontery, emotional energy of motion. And when you can get into this and understand it, you can really expand into where you're going and who you are and who you choose to be. Because we set ourselves free and we stop playing in the game of I got to have more than somebody else because I'm just me. Really, it's about me being unselfish with me, being a guest in the world, to be unselfish with the world. And as you free yourself to understand this, you really expand the sand to expand to understand. Because we quit knowing where we're going. We quit knowing this. We quit knowing this. We are starting to understand we're in we're electromotive energies moving around the world. You know, people are so selfish today, because I expanded through this, and I didn't realize it myself, but I was a very selfish, selfish person. Oh, yeah, I'd do everything for everybody, trying to get a pat on the back, but, well, I was getting a pat on the back and a kick in the ass at the same time. And that is something I really learned, because I would do things thinking people would do things, say things, and really, really open up to me. Well, that ain't going to happen. They took it and they ran with it. And that's fine, because I didn't give it freely. It didn't come back to me freely. And didn't is a word I don't use no more. It didn't. I was afraid to allow it to come back to me. I took all the not words out of my life, because not words really locked me up into an old paradigm, an old paradox of smallpox thinking. And really, small thinking keeps you broke and down wherever you don't want to be. Because, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters all around the world, life is prosperity when you give your wisdom, wealth. Whatever you're giving to the world, you give it with a harmonized, I guess love is the best, but an affection and an admiration for yourself. Then you set it free to do this. Because as you open your eyes to this, you'll be surprised on how easy life is, because the selfishness that's embedded in my subconscious was really, really a pain in the, it was just a pain. And it stained my willingness to give myself unselfishly. And as you open up to understand life lets go of this, you really open up to expand into something new, because the new is where the avenues of affluence are. And that is where you want to live, is in the avenue of affluence. Affluence could be good, and that's where you live. But as you do this, you got to understand you'll prosper only up to a certain point with money. Money is only the outcome or the partners of wisdom, innovation, and talent. And that is the wit of life, is wisdom, innovation, talent, and money. It's called I call it my Sunlit Wit team, and we're going to beam some bold, effrontery, astute magnificence into the world. But how are you a magical person when you desire to see other people succeed with my wisdom free of me? And as I opened up to understand this, life really become easier and simple. But I've expanded into this, and also I was walking Sunday, and I was walking, it was a nice day, and all of a sudden it was like I held the world in the palm of my hand. I could see it. And when I first started this journey about 15 years ago, with my male ego intact, and boys, it took some bruises of battering since then, because to go forward, you're going to batter that ego. And that was something. But anyway, I was holding the world in my hand, and it seemed small. small in stature, but supersized in success. And it was my supersized success I saw. Because as I opened my eyes to this, I really embedded, I am successful. And that is what, and that's what you see other people using your wisdom, innovation, stuff you put out there for people to expand free of me really opened me up. And I really discovered that I was scared to market myself. See, when you market, you got to market an unselfish self out there. And people actually see your essence and everything about you in what you're marketing. You know, the emotional essence that you put forth is felt in the universe. And I can really understand that now, because when I look in people's pictures, I understand a lot about them. Because a picture straight up never lies. A phony smile, a fake smile, and if somebody is selling me money now, I don't even pay attention to it. And that's something I just started this week. I used to think, oh, yeah, I want to pay attention to this. And I do marketing with, I'm learning marketing through a lady by the name of Kimberly West, and I do hypnosis with a lady by Linda Van Haver. And I'll tell you why I did business with Kimberly West. I asked her what I would gain out of her deal. She said, I wouldn't tell you what to do. I'll show you what not to do. And that sentence right there, what not to do, that's all a guru can do. And when you go to a seminar, you're never going to a seminar to learn. You're going there to let people validate your wisdom you already have within you, rather than being all Google-eyed and idolizing the speaker. Well, when you stop idolizing the speaker and start idolizing the self, be unselfish with the self, you really expand into something and become free and effervescent in your life. Because once that happens, life opens up and becomes free. And the freedom I'm talking about is within you and me. And I really am starting to talk more in the first person because nobody, I don't understand you no more. Who's you? Who's me? I'm me because I'm free. And as I open my eyes to this, I become spry in my sprint across life because I'm more patient and understanding with everything in life. Life strives when I'm alive in my prosperity eyes, seeing the world succeed with my wisdom. And as I opened up to this on Sunday and I become unselfish, and I also discovered I'm addicted to a paycheck. And that's why I stick in the union. The money's easy, and it's not easy, but the money's there every week. But is my subconscious mind and my inner landscape all happy? No. And that's the thing. Most people can deaden themselves down and you know, put their stuff away and have hobbies and stuff and work for their hobbies, but they never work because they're happy or satisfied or at peace with life. And when you're unpeaceful with life, you're unpeaceful with your heart. And your heart eventually will show you what you're on, what you're disallowing yourself to experience. And I have noticed that in my own life. You know, it's easy to walk through life with my head down, but it's never easy to walk through life unhappy and dreading what I do every day. That's the hardest thing anybody will ever do. And it's nothing against everything. It's my spirit wants me to go play somewhere else, and my spirit's happy are satisfying that peace when I'm writing and expanding the world. And that's what's got to happen here. You got to be happy and expanding the world, at peace and expanding the world. There's a big difference when you're really paying attention to this and moving forward and allowing life to be your fun. in the sun and experience the galvanizing gusto, because it's too easy to lock up and block yourself in being just for the money. And I've done that. And I really have been satisfied but not at peace with what I was doing. And when I write and I expand people's lives, I'm at peace with myself, because the world has become very selfish and greedy, because I really discovered that people, that everybody thinks they're entitled to what everybody else has without doing anything. And that is something I'm really starting to grasp and watch. If people are having a challenge in life, they think everybody in the world owes them something. And all anybody owes anybody is life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and minding their own business rather than engaging in what somebody else is doing. That becomes right now profound when you understand whatever you think somebody else owes you, you're afraid to understand you have that wisdom and wealth inside you to expand into it. I was standing in a quick shop or one of them little quick stop type thing, and this girl says, "All it is a lousy $200. I don't know why they can't do it. If the money was so lousy, why didn't she have it?" See, money's not lousy. Money is quite wise, actually. It ain't going to where it isn't wanted. It isn't going to show up where people don't have. Money loves wise, innovative people. And that's something that people are to expand into. Money absolutely loves wisdom, innovation, and output. Money doesn't like corruption. Money exposes corruption, if you pay attention. But we're so busy wound up and walking around in everything, we forget to do anything. And that is what life really stops at. So where does life really open up and live for you? Is life to be lived, or is life to be given away? Life is to be experienced. And that is where the world really is shallow now, is in experience. And see, that's what my books, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, Flow in the Glow, My Visionary I Am, and I just released I Forgive Me, I'm Free, The Visionary Vocabulary, Money is My Friend, Fear is My Friend, Flow in the Glow CDs. I really experience now looking forward, and something I've really started doing and really becoming honest with is I stopped asking myself, why is this, why is that, or how is this, how is this? Started asking, how did I improve, or how does my audacious abilities expand my life today? I started asking forward-looking questions, never asking about backward questions. Because people in the coaching world and the spiritual world are great people, but we talk too much about what's wrong and what we can do for people that have things wrong. When you start understanding you have wisdom, innovation, and talent, the other stuff comes natural, letting go of it. But expanding into understanding you have wisdom, innovation, and talent is a new paradigm of defining I'm defiant. And I'm willing to be defiant and different than anybody else to show my unique qualities to life. So what is it that scares you most about your own talent? Because it's easier to see somebody else's talent than your own talent. It's easier to look. We've been taught to look in other people's lives so much, we're forgetting to look in our own lives. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Visionary Vitality does. We're going to teach you to look at your own life and make your life so exciting you forget to look at anybody else. If you have people looking at yours in jealousy, envy, and also with a smile, because they understand you have the sand to expand. And that's a big thing, having the sand. In the cowboy terms, that means you got some grit, get, and go. Have the sand to expand because you understand life is lived in the moment and not in the past, not being overweight, not being obese, whatever it is. You stop seeing the world as a challenge and you start challenging the world with your wisdom to expand the world. And as you open up to this, you have become unified in the Christ within to see your God-sent Zen present gift to the world. And then you Zen the Zen of the presence of yourself all over the world, because you're the person or the person with the percipience to expand other people. And that's what we forgot. That's what we've let go of. Used to be make sure people worked with people and expanded people. Now we're stuck in the muck of yesterday. And we're going to unstick the muck of yesterday and really move forward in life. And really do what can be done in a better way. See, the thing about life is really being intrusive to your own wisdom and amuse to the world. Because you want to be the Maharishi leader of the world. To be the Maharishi leader of your life. Because a leader listens every day, ascending, discerning, expanding revelations to the world. And that is what the world is asking for today, is your leadership. And as you see this, you start seeing you're free in your inner spree. And that's an inner celebration to see that you vibrate at a high rate of speed, because we actually live life at the speed of light in the subconscious mind. In the conscious mind now, we live linear time. It's 12 things a minute. But the subconscious mind and the eyes actually work at the speed of light. And once you understand this, you can expand because you start seeing life in a patient way. And that's what true prosperity is, and visionary vitality with cowboy wisdom. We're going to expand that vitality to see a revolutionary reality, expand your wisdom, energize your enterprising wise, to unleash an entrepreneurial spirit to experience life with galvanizing gusto. Because it isn't how slow we go, or how fast we go, it's how prosperous we go by seeing other people prosper with our wisdom. And as we see my wisdom, and you see your, as people see their wisdom enter the world, and the world smiles because somebody expanded through it, how does that open you up, and how does that make you really want to indulge the inner bulge of your success? The world is bulging with brilliance. We just got to get the brilliance enlightened and brightened and into the universal air, into the Earth's airway, so people can utilize somebody else's wisdom. We become such a nation of laws and flaws that we are really scared to live what we desire right now. Because it's about letting go of the safety of the paycheck. It's about expanding. Well, God and the universe, in all their mysticalness, they kind of have a unique plan for everybody. And when this country and the world was young, they let people roam free. Now you can't roam free because there's so much in the world of control that we don't understand. We don't know how to understand how to expand, because right now if people had to expand, they wouldn't do it, because we don't understand how to expand. Because change is measurable. you know, change is measurable. And, you know, change is all measurable. And it's really just rearranging the furniture in the same mindset. And that's really all that is. And once you can let go of that, you can really, really expand into some other things. But it's really about, what are you willing to do right now to expand your life and move forward? And see how the world is moving forward with anything other than being stuck in the same place. And how is everybody stuck in the same place without even knowing we're stuck? Because we keep reliving the same thing, looking for different outcomes. And that is really something the world and I'm expanding it through this every day, just on a different level. And that's something that a lot of people have to open their eyes and see, because everybody is doing this in a very different way. And everybody's doing it the way they understand. Whatever that is the way we're doing it. And your journey, or whatever you want to call it, voyage, visionary, vitality, whatever, is the way you understand it. And the way you understand it is the way it is. It does not matter how you do it. It doesn't matter anything. All that is required is you show up to play in the game of enterprising Xanadu. Because the enterprising you do is inside you. And that sets you free, because it's unfreeing yourself from letting everybody else control your life. Actually expands who you are and the way you do it. And so as this goes forward and you move forward, how is the attitude of looking forward actually better for you? And really opening your life to expand the sand, understand I can. Open up a new prowess. And that's what we got to do, is prosperize your abilities, because your abilities are so unsoiled and so free. They're just waiting for you to open them up so they can show you how well and how good you are, or I am, however you want to say it. But the more you personalize things and make it in the first person, the more you expand through life. And that is something that really has to be expressed in a way that life can do that. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality does. It opens up a revolutionary reality. So you can be innovative on the inside. And we got to have a quaking of the old and the follow me and I'll do whatever society says to fit in, into being our own person, going across. This country's got to become young again with a pioneering spirit to move forward right now. And all the prowess is there. We just a little bit lost our way. We just got to get back to a few more morals, ethics, and seeing other people succeed and realize life is about people. And that's what my books are about. Cowboy, Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, By Visionary I Am, Forgive Me, I'm Free, and my new one that's coming out, I Prove of Me, Sets Me Free. That was about how we got to let go of being a paycheck puppet, mostly. And I really discovered I was one of them. And that is where I really, really have to open up and do different things and live my life in a more bold way. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching. I mean, Visionary Vitality. Got to get really used to saying Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality. My website's cowboy-wisdom.com, and my email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. wisdom.com. And I want to say goodnight, and I will be here Thursday night with Amy Lickner, and we're going to talk about her new book. And anyway, thank you, everybody, and everybody have a good night.